This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is trying to boost the use of monoclonal antibody treatments for those who get sick with COVID-19. The state enrolled 161 providers plus two new buses to give people the treatment. Governor Jared Polis says they're available to people who test positive with mild to moderate symptoms.
This is early in the course of infection, mild to moderate symptoms, and you're older or at risk. This can reduce the likelihood of you being hospitalized by 70%.
Polis said the treatments are no substitute for the vaccine, which should be the first line of defense against the virus. The Colorado Chamber of Commerce has picked its top lobbyist to lead the organization starting next year. Lauren Furman has advocated for business-friendly policies at the state capitol for more than a decade. She played a key role in reforming Colorado's unemployment insurance trust fund after the global financial crisis. More recently, Furman helped lead a successful effort against a bill that would have made it easier for employees to file sexual harassment lawsuits. Outgoing President Chuck Berry has led the chamber since 2000. You can find stories like these and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. The Takeaway begins this hour. Coming up next, we'll take a deep dive into the complicated history and practice of passing, as in passing as a white person when you're not one. This conversation will begin with the writer and director of an upcoming Netflix movie that's about this very practice, and the movie is called Passing. Stick around for that and more right here. Colorado Springs is at 48 degrees right now. The high today will be 64, and it should be a sunny day. And over the weekend, the high will be 73 on Saturday and Sunday. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. I hope you're having a good day.